A group of yacht rock enthusiasts mistakenly thought that the band America was playing at the Friendlytown Repertory Theater. According to reports, upon being informed that the band would not be appearing, the audience revolted and barricaded themselves in the theater, demanding pastel shirts, boat drinks, and, quote, that smooth West Coast sound. Your advice on how we remedy this situation, please.
Town. There's a Climax Golden Twins high five in the front row. That's what I like to see. For those of you listening at home, we just had a Climax. I don't even know what Climax Golden Twins are, but I assume it's that. I assume that that's what they're just doing. Josh and Andrew, who are going to be a part of our cleanup crew tonight here on Friendly Town, as Friendly Town needs to fix everything, post-festival edition. Yay! Okay, so in Friendly Town, a little bit of backstory for you guys. Friendly Town had a pretty big music festival this weekend. You know, like I said, aimed at the 35 to 52 demographic, people who prefer hoppy beer, and also using credit cards in bars that are cash only, evidently. Based on my approximately 45 minutes of participant observation at the Pilot Light, where we're recording this right now. By the way, give it up for your, I think this is his fifth consecutive day of working an exhausting shift. Give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd.
I wasn't working yesterday. I was just down here drinking tequila with my best friend.
Oh, all right. That could be work. You know, that could be mental labor. We don't know. Your best friend could have had a lot of shit to go through. You could have been helping him out. I don't know. Helping your best friend out, him or her. I'm assuming it's a her if it's who I'm thinking it is. Yeah, if it's who I'm thinking it is. Anyway, back to the Friendly Town universe. Our music festival this weekend brought a lot of very Epicurean people with Epicurean music tastes to the city, but also people who love them some PBR, cheap drinks du jour, which I think means of the jour. I don't know French very well, but. Fortunately, Friendly Town has someone in their coffers this week, a specialized cleanup czar, to help us get our city back in the shape it once was before this music festival. Please join me in welcoming our cleanup czar, Sean Cimino. Welcome, welcome. Grab the microphone, make sure it's live, and we can have a little conversation. He's loosening the microphone.
We need to fix this.
We've already identified. See, this is how good he is. Most people wouldn't know that needs to be fixed. But you've nailed it.
I call this cleanup meeting into order.
Yes, sir. Now, what can we do for you, Mr. Sean?
I've been appointed by the Friendly Town Town Council as your emergency crisis management czar. I am a by-the-books person, as you all know, so this will be a very perfunctory meeting. I will be, this right here is a list of an ongoing crisis that the town is facing right now, a laundry list of public destruction, intoxication, vandalism, arson, and general hooliganism, and we have to fix it. I will be calling up mayors to address some of these issues, and you will come up here and propose your proposed solutions to them. We have a very limited amount of funds to take care of these problems with. I was informed by the town council that the total music festival produced $172 in profit. Woo! So after all said and done with booking the acts and bringing in the infrastructure, you have $172 to fix everything in your town. Your town is in shatters. I hope you brought your A game.
$172. I can work within that budget.
Total among all.
Oh shit.
All of these projects.
Okay. How many of us will be working with you today?
Nine of you.
Nine of you. Okay. Someone good at math. I'm gonna assume that's about $20 per person.
Beats me. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm an emergency management guy.
It's like $19.20 per person, I think.
I call this meeting into order?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Problem number one, someone stole all the gavels in town. And so I had to make this gavel from scratch today. We don't know where our gavels went. I'm not putting that on you. I have my gavel hounds out there start hunting for all the gavels, but this is going to have to serve.
Well, it's okay. We already had some money earmarked to repair the slide at the town playground, but we'll just pretend that that was part of the vandalism that happened last week, mysteriously.
Right. So, Tyler Sonicson, Mayor Tyler, you're first up on the docket here.
All right. How can I help you? How can I help us solve our egregious problem?
All right. I've had reports coming in that all of the statues in town have been defaced. Literally defaced.
Yes.
Some hooligan took a hammer and knocked off the facial features of every human statue and most of the horse statues in town. Your solution, please?
Well, we have to first of all pinpoint the problem with the youth today. I'm assuming it's the youth, because an old person would never take the time it takes to deface a horse statue. That would take a very long time, per the long face of the horse statue.
They may have used all the stolen gavels. We do not know at this point.
Yeah. No, that's worth investigating. All right. So what I propose we do, I know this is going to cave into our budget a little bit. We might go a little bit into the red. But I think we capitalize on rather than spending the immense amount of money it would cost to repair all of the faces of all the statues in town, I suggest that we call in a favor with Billy Idol's manager and have him come perform his 1985 smash hit single, Eyes Without a Face, thereby romanticizing the current state of all the new statues. How do you guys feel about this?
Yeah.
You're proposing we have Billy Idol's manager perform this song?
I mean, if we can't get Billy Idol, then his manager does a really good Billy Idol impression.
What's the going rate for Billy Idol's manager?
Well, Billy Idol's manager is approximately $3,000 and a really good ham sandwich, but it has to be really good. Have I told you that Billy Idol's manager is actually Steve Stevens, his longtime guitarist?
I was not aware of that.
Well, now you are. And Steve Stevens, you know, in addition to his incredibly gimmicky name, was a talented guitarist behind such smash hits as Eyes Without a Face, White Wedding, and Rebel Yell. She cried more, more, more. And I think we can get behind that, because we're going to have to do a fundraiser, and I think that could also be the slogan of the inevitable fundraiser we have to do to get the faces put back on the statues, if the crowd turns against Billy Idol, which I don't anticipate happening. It has not happened culturally in over 30 years, so why would it happen here in Friendlytown?
All right, Mayor Tyler, I am giving you $30 and a Weigel's panini to hire Billy Manager's idol to sing Eyes Without a Face. That is cleared. All right. Second item on the docket here. Someone lit a 55-gallon drum of oil-based lubricant and floor wax on fire at the Friendlytown X-rated bowling alley, and now 14 lanes are out of order. Your solution, please.
I mean, there were, to be fair, 12 of those lanes were already out of order. I think they're just blaming it on the lubricant fire. So maybe the two lanes. So basically, they lit a lubricant fire that burned two of the lanes. 14 of the 32 lanes were already out of order. And now, so how is this a problem? I think that's just going to cut down on the hooliganism associated with bowling.
The Friendlytown X-rated bowling alley is one of the town's highest tourist attractions. I think we really need to repair this. How would you suggest we at least get two of those lanes back up and running?
Well, from what I understand, the bowling alley's founder was Miss Ethel Mord, correct?
No, it's Mr. Jenk Plowgood.
Oh, Mr. Jenk Plowgood. Oh, Mr. Jenk Plowgood is actually off in Italy filming a sequel to Glaze My Honey Ham Lover right now. So, which we are all...
To Inside Baseball, thank you.
Well, we are all looking forward to it. What you guys need to know is that we're all looking forward to it, and you should listen to Friendlytown Radio's episode, Inside the Goblin Cave. Pause this episode if you're listening at home right now and go and listen to Friendlytown Enters the Goblin Cave and then come back, and it'll make perfect sense. So I think Jenk Plowgood could probably finance that himself when he gets back from Italy, correct?
Sure.
Okay, that works for me.
All right, thank you, Mayor Tyler.
Thank you.
So far, we have one solution for $30 and one free solution based on the goodness in the heart of Mr. Jenk Plowgood, of which I have not seen any evidence of. So we're down to $142 to work with. I call up Mayor Joshua Arnold, please.
Problem that you have for me?
This one is particularly ripe. the bank of Porta John's near the improvised music tent filled up 3 hours into the first night of the festival. So people broke into the Friendly Town Historical Society and fish tank warehouse and fouled up every single fish tank. Your solution, please.
First off, what's the connection between the Historical Society and the fish tanks? Do we have like a large aquatic history here?
I mean, yes, I'm unaware of. You know, our town was founded, you know, in part by a group of traveling fish tank salespeople.
Read a history book!
Just fishing for answers here, right?
And these fish tanks had fish in them as well. Well, they used to have fish in them. We're not sure if they're still alive now.
I was going to ask if they ate the fish before they decided to shit in the tanks.
Honestly, we sent in exploratory parties to report back, and they have not stopped crying since, so...
Well, what I'm kind of impressed by is just, you know, instead of breaking into a place with working toilets, they had the audacity to kind of come in and honestly spend a lot of time filling up all the tanks. We have a large, proud history here full of these things. That's... What is the average tank here? Like 50, 60
gallons? 55 gallons.
55 gallons. That's... What did they have to eat? Like, that's... That's a lot.
Our food truck, our food truck playground was, serving up some real tasty delights this weekend.
How many attendees were there?
I mean... Our census takers did get lost in the crowd, but the early reports indicate anywhere between 5,000 and 350,000 people came to town over the course of this 3-day weekend.
And how many tanks were there?
120.
So, give or take 150,000 people filling...
I mean, this is just one Porter... We had 5 different banks of Porter Johns. This one of them happened to fill up. And they decided the easiest option would be to break into this place.
Did they trash anything else while they were in there? Did they break any windows, or did they?
I mean, they didn't. There was no toilet paper in there, so lots of our historical documents are currently unaccounted for. The town charter may have been used as fecal waste. I don't know.
A whole smattering of problems there. That's... Well, I think, I mean, you don't want to get rid of the historical artifacts, right? But I don't really know what else you can do with them. I guess if you cleaned everything off, you could turn it into some kind of a memorial for this event. Really, just kind of clean the floors, wipe the tanks, leave the tanks filled, of course. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I'm apportioning $25 for a bronze plaque commemorating the great fouling of the Friendly Town fish tanks. Let it be known. All right, and this may answer your question of what they were eating. The Friendly Town Cheese Center was thoroughly decimated by a 500-person Munchies rampage following the Father J. Foggy Bits concert. So that may explain that.
So 500 people. That means 500 people filled 55-gallon tanks, approximately 150 of those. That means each person filled, what is that, like 3 tanks each? No, I'm doing math backwards.
They filled the tanks. The tanks did have water in them already.
I just imagine they drained everything and then refilled them up. I mean, like...
That would be impressive.
Because, I mean, if you're there and it's already filled with water, the shit's just going to overflow immediately, and that's... You know, like, if the toilet's already overflowing, you're not going to sit on it and take a shit. So, like, the process here.
How do we go about refilling this Friendly Town Cheese Center, though?
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to have a tarnished reputation at this point, clearly. I wasn't linking tarnished in the plaque before, but whatever. Refilling cheese, really, I mean, we're going to need a lot of cows. That's the first problem that we need to solve here. So, I don't really have recourse for how to approach that, but sure. It seems to be the average allotment of a budget here is $25 to $30, so if we're going to get that many cows on less than $50, we're probably going to need to steal them. It's going to be hard to steal that many cows, too. I don't really know how you approach that either. So probably, I guess, $25-$30 might get you a one-day rental of a very small U-Haul, which we could make several trips with, stealing cows slowly from neighboring communities.
I'm apportioning $25 and 5 old-timey dollars to hire some cattle rustlers to help restock our dairy barns and get our cheese back. Thank you, Mayor Joshua Arnold. Mayor John Hurst, please take the stage.
Woo, Gorge Earlobes, 2008, yeah! That's the year we're in, right? 2008? 2016? One of those years?
What's the difference?
Yeah, whatever. How's it going? You had a good time? You have a good time this weekend?
I did not have a good time this weekend. I was hunkered down in my bunker, my hunker bunker, and waiting out this disaster, and rightly so.
Understandable, yeah.
Mayor John?
Yeah? Yeah, I'm here.
The Flaming Lips are performing this weekend in town.
Cool.
They're performing on a blimp over the Friendly Town Ultra Dome.
Okay.
Until someone shot it down with a crossbow. Now the band is suing the town and saying it was negligent that we were passing out free crossbows at the gate.
Well, I can guarantee you that was not free. It was mine. So I'm just going to say that, you know, if that was $95 at the local hunting depot. It's not free. Don't pass that around. I don't need people coming to me for free crossbows, you know?
So, what is our legal defense? The Flaming Lips are suing us.
Oh, legal. You didn't hear any of that part then. You certainly didn't. With Flame Lips. Well, technically, they were playing in a blimp, right? Like, how high up were they?
About 13 feet.
How big was this blimp?
It's a very low-flying blimp.
How big are the Flaming Lips? I've actually never seen them live, so are they...
Probably 25 people, I don't know.
Sounds about right. These days. Yeah, it could be anything. Like, it could be 4 records worth of...
Wayne Coyne and his extended family, I don't know.
Sounds like 13 feet, okay, so that is unfortunately well within the limits of Friendly Town. I was kind of hoping we could get off of, technically that's part of Chum Village's limit. Like, we just claim everything above 2,500 feet, but that we cannot go by that defense. So I would say that we just extend Record Store Day to 2 days and give Flaming Lips double the LP releases. That way they're happy because they're just going to release Bad Days again on LP for double the cost. Yeah, about time, I say. So, I think that's a good start. We just appease with vinyl records.
All right, I'm apportioning 1 6-pack to bribe local record store owner into having a 2-day record sale.
Let's make a PBR.
Portion.
None of that old style, please.
Mayor John, someone graffitied a bunch of cartoon genitals on the front of the Friendly Town High School facade.
Okay.
But also covered up all the cartoon graffiti genitals on the front of the Friendly Town Medical Center. So how do we go about reversing this?
Did they recreate the genitals that were on the medical center onto the high school? Is that what happened?
It was almost an exact copy. It was very strange.
That's impressive. We should find this perpetrator. Like, obviously, they're in a great big deals of trouble, but really we should be entering them into our Picasso copying division of Friendly Town. See, we go in the back, we copy Picasso's, we make that happen. Like, obviously, they got a keen eye for copying things. And that's how we can get money. We're not making money. You say, what was our budget for this festival?
Our budget right now is down to $92.
$92. Well, I say we can get upwards of $30 extra on eBay for at least one Picasso from this person. Person who is...
A.K.A. Graffiti Genitals.
Graffiti General... Graffiti General Genitals would be a great name for this guy. Like, we should really bring him on brand for this, is what I'm trying to say here. We get him together, we may have him make a Picasso, and then he draws some Friendly Town genitals on it. The good old Friendly Town genitals. And then we sell it on eBay and or Etsy or wherever they people will buy shit from us.
So how do we get rid of the genitals on the high school and put them back onto the medical center?
Well, I was thinking that maybe, we just get if we can perhaps get a big vat of whiteout and we just throw buckets of whiteout on the onto the school. And then when we get back over there, we just, like, no one remembers what the genitals actually look like except for this one guy, obviously. So we just spray paint them, and I don't know, I'm like, add some iridescent artwork to it, and I think it'll look nice. Really, like, you know, like, really bring out the genital shape on the medical center.
Okay. I'm earmarking for the future a large bucket of whiteout, but in the meantime, the high school students shall go to school in the hospital, and all the hospital patients will be moved into the high school.
Okay, I'll clear out the infirmary immediately.
Thank you, Mayor John Hurst. Next up on the docket, Mayor Trey Carter Carpenter, please. Mayor Trey, there have been reports in town. Someone has spotted Gary Busey in town over the weekend, but he disappeared into the crowd before our Busey control officers could track him down. As you know, we have to catch him quick before he burrows in, or we might have an infestation on our hands. Your advice, please?
I think that if Gary Busey is in the town, then I'm like, who wouldn't love that? I think he'd make a much better addition to our town than the previous three schmucks that we've seen pontificating on their cleanup ideas. I want to let Gary Busey be.
Mayor Trey, are you ready to look the taxpayers in the eye and explain to them why they have to leave their homes because the beer has seeped into their floorboards and is causing rot?
Absolutely, Solicitor. Everyone knows that Friendly Town has a net positive tax in which we don't pay anything at all, but rather receive money for the government to pay for our cable television.
The last time we had a Gary Busey infestation in town, we lost 56% of the town's cocaine supply. Are you ready to overcome that deficit?
I actually had been thinking for a long time that the town needed a good old-fashioned coal. And I think if we lost 56% of anything in the town, it would be a net positive.
Earmarking a police duty to surveil Mayor Carpenter for a little while. For talks about culling things in town.
Children.
Not
adults.
Helping. Not helping. A group of yacht rock enthusiasts mistakenly thought that the band America was playing at the Friendly Town Repertory Theater. According to reports, upon being informed that the band would not be appearing, the audience revolted and barricaded themselves in the theater, demanding pastel shirts, boat drinks, and, quote, that smooth West Coast sound. Your advice on how we remedy this situation, please.
R.E. colon the coal. I think a good criteria for who to remove from the town is anyone who at any time wants pastels. I think that those people should have lowered their expectations from the beginning, and forgot the question, but you clearly spent a lot of time writing the questions.
Basically, we have a group of yacht rock enthusiasts who are holed up in one of our theaters. We need that theater back.
They're still there?
Yes, they are. To this right now, they are still there. It is an ongoing situation.
I recommend that we negotiate with them civically, and I think we should probably send in pizzas to the self-imposed hostages, because I'm always going to side with the oppressed, Solicitor.
I'm apportioning $30 for Domino's Pizza to send in, and hopefully they will get sleepy enough and pass out, in which we can go and room them by force.
I think we solved everything, just like the title of this thing.
Mayor Trey Carter Carpenter, thank you. Mayor Todd Lewis, would you please take the stage?
Yeah. What have you got for Daddy?
Mayor Daddy, Someone rearranged the letters in our friendly on the sign for our Friendly Town Raps and Crafts, our hip hop and home goods tent, into Friendly Town Farts and Craps, and then super glued it in place. Your advice, please.
We just put that on the fish tank exhibit. Done.
Done. City Hall was ransacked over the weekend, and we lost the key to the city. And as you know, anyone who holds the key can open the obsidian vortex below town. And needless to say, we do not want that happening again. Your advice, please.
All right, so City Hall might have already been like that. But either way, let's just... is there anything keeping us from changing the lock?
I mean, we would have to summon the warlock again, and that is an expense we don't
Could
need.
Could we put bricks over the door? Could we paint bricks and on a canvas and put it over the door?
I do have paints and canvas in my garage if you
All right. The yeah, necessary. Yeah, yeah. We'll do that. We'll go with that.
Paints and canvas allotted to covering up the door to the obsidian vortex underneath the town, and that is ruled. And one final one for you here. Okay. A mob broke into Ethelmord's Memorial Taxidermy Museum and stole all the stuffed dogs, then impaled them on top of the town's tallest flagpole.
Okay. We release a press release explaining that this is our new modern art. Nah, that'll cost ink. We can. Let's see. We change our official town flag to an impaled stuffed dog.
Woo! Can I commission you to create that flag?
I mean, it's already done, right? It's just, that's it. You know, that's... You're making this way too complicated. It's just in, get out. You know, I didn't spend 30 hours working at the festival, 12 hours at the alternative festival, and 8 hours in here this morning getting drunk to get drugged down here for this kind of, like, first year's horse shit. Do you have any real problems?
Can you find my gavel, please?
Yeah, I think I've got one behind the bar.
Mayor Todd Lewis, thank you very much. Solved 4 problems without spending a single dollar. And we'll please call Mayor Pamela Langston to the stage, please.
Hit me.
Hello, Mayor. A gang of drunkards commandeered the Friendly Town Booze Cruise steamship and dumped its entire tank of hypnotic. And now Friendly Town Lake has turned a shade of bright blue and smells like a douchey nightclub. Your solution, please.
Oh, yeah. I think we could take care of that with maybe those Yacht Rock guys. Like, if we could lure them down to the river with the promise of a free pair of Sperry Topsiders, that we could convince them to swim out to the boat, and that would soak up all the blue shit.
So you're suggesting we do a Pied Piper type scenario and have the Yacht Rockers drink the entire lake?
Yeah, and then they'll drown, and that'll be fucking awesome.
That would solve two problems at once. Lead the uppies to their death. Okay.
I also think that I thought your gavel was a cell phone holder, so maybe we could market that.
It's like a selfie stick type situation.
No, like this. Like this.
Oh.
It was better a few minutes ago in my head.
Mayor Pamela, a misguided group of stand-up and improv comics attempted to do a pop-up show on the public square during the festival, and the irate crowd took them hostage. In exchange for the comics' safe release, the festival goers are demanding that they be allowed to talk at all comedy shows from here on out. Your solution, please.
Are they funny?
Like, there's a couple of people on the improv troupe who are like, oh, they're good. They really bring up everyone else.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I propose that we have a traveling show that goes to Chum Village, and tell them that will be their first gig, and nuke the place.
Nuke one of our neighbors.
Yeah.
No, just the venue, not the whole place. No. We need enemies. It gives us passion and something to work towards.
I'm getting an update. They're also demanding that we cut it out with all the fucking podcasts. Can you possibly add on to that?
No. Podcasts. We're keeping it.
So your solution: nuke them from space.
Just the one place, not the whole town. One place. You know, at the.
Do you know what kind of nukes we make in Friendly Town? They're not good. Very inaccurate.
We might need a few.
Apportioning $5 to launch a few nukes at Chum Village, then. So it has been said. And allotted. Thank you very much, Mayor Pamela Langston.
What about the other $14 that was allotted? Can we spend that on...
We still have $62 in the budget, but we still have a bunch of other problems to take care of.
Okay. I'll let you take care of that. But I really think you ought to make some more of those cell phone holders.
Duly noted. Added to the coffers.
They're very awkward because...
Wooden cell phone holders.
Right. It's not too good as a gavel. It's kind of shitty as a gavel, I hate to tell you. But good effort.
Duly
good
noted. Effort. Well, if someone hadn't stolen all my gavels, I'm coming for you. Thank you. Mayor Pamela Langston, everyone. You. Mayor Ben Sterling, please take the stage.
Oh, there, it's Billy Ben Fix-It for all your fix-it needs. What can I do for you today?
Every giant planter on Main Street has been emptied of plants and dirt and somehow filled with banana pudding.
Sweet! That sounds like a gold mine for Friendly Town.
Citizens are really starting to complain about
the smell.
Do we
have the appropriate workforce to charge people for access to the banana pudding?
They're saying it has turned and is really starting to smell. I don't know if it's edible anymore.
So we now have a fragrant smell to attract the customers. Have we enlisted the appropriate force to control access to the banana pudding?
We have not.
Then that should be
other
first on your problem. The raccoons.
Yes, the raccoons have started to get at the banana pudding.
Well, there you go. We have a task force already appropriated and in sight. Just make sure the raccoons know to charge an appropriate price for access to the banana pudding, and we are all set.
And what are you thinking is a good price to charge for access to the rancid banana pudding in the planters on Main Street?
How much money are we on a shortfall right now?
We still have $57 in the budget.
Yes, but how much do we need?
I mean, Friendly Town never needs money. I mean, we're lively people. We need about $14.5 million.
Money, then we can charge lots because they don't need it. So if we charge $1,400 per person, that should come out to a pretty nice sum by the time we run out of rancid banana pudding.
$1,400 is how much we were charging for VIP tickets to the festival, so you're saying
perfect.
People...
Everyone who bought a VIP pass now has free access to banana pudding, and everyone else needs to upgrade to a VIP pass to get said access to banana pudding problem fixed.
So this is now a part of the festival still, is the after-festival pudding party.
Yes, and we just made a bunch more money.
Bunch more money. All right, adding that to the budget... Money allotted for advertising to advertise for the after festival pudding party around town. Mayor Ben, a drunken crowd started flipping cars late Saturday night. The cars fed up with
cars flipping party. Yeah.
The cars fed up with the abuse became sentient and formed a large car Voltron / Transformer hybrid.
Woo! First with a sentient AI revolution in the history of the U.S.
It started smashing up the downtown and is now attempting to mate with the cars at the many used car dealerships in town. How do we stop this mechanized juggernaut?
Well, we need to get what's-his-name back from Australia so he can start filming it and we can make boatloads of money.
Say that again, what?
We need to get what's-his-name back from Italy so he can start filming it so we can make boatloads of money. You think people were the only one making all the money for the Transformers movies? No, that was the sentient cars. If we can tap into that market...
So you're saying the solution is to get someone else to fix it?
No, the solution is to film it. Since we already have an illustrious Friendly Town member who's skilled at filming pornography, he's probably the best person to film the car porn that we can then sell for lots of money.
And so we let this angry car monster just stomp around town just to film it?
Well, if he's just stomping around town, we can only make an action movie. We have to make sure that there are plenty of nice, like, good-looking Priuses that are going to attract his ardor so that he can go to town on them so that we can have car pornography.
And what would you suggest we title this film?
I leave the titles to the experts.
Vernon Brothers.
All right, allotting money.
If we're going to title it Burning Rubber, we're going to need to make a giant rubber for him to burn in the process of this.
All right, I will be redirecting the money that we'll be charging for people
has
to access.
Has the Friendly Town Condom Factory been compromised in any way by this festival?
It hasn't. That is a nuclear
Excellent.
Fallout shelter,
Get
so it is very
on
sturdy.
Get making a giant rubber right away so that we can make sure to use Burning Rubber as the title of this wonderful
So I will
film.
Be reallotting the money that we'll be charging to people to eat the rancid banana pudding on Main Street and using that to pay for the production budget for our new flick, Burning Rubber, a.k.a. Stick It In My Tailpipe, the car porn movie shot by Mr. Jake
Live
Plowgood.
Action, based on actual events, really
Live
happened.
Action.
Documentary.
And commissioning Mr. Jake Plowgood and the Friendly Town Condom Factory to make a giant car condom.
Yes. Problem fixed.
Problem fixed. Thank you, Mayor Ben Sterling. Mayor Andrew McNicholas, please take the stage.
As I was held up in the library, I managed to save a few legal documents. I haven't gone through them all yet, but our town charter is either going to end in 3002 or it did end in 2003. So when I get through all that information...
Please do let us know.
Absolutely. Also, I'm going to, you know, put up my hair because I noticed that no one really here was doing what they were supposed to do, which is cleaning up. Your office is a mess, Mr. Czar.
I know.
Can I take my shirt off? I get real sweaty when I clean.
You're welcome to.
Okay, thank you. But do go on. Do proceed.
Mayor Andrew. There was a very chill riot at the Smooth Jazz Jam, which resulted in 75 pairs of reading glasses being cracked, and 4 trumpets, 2 saxophones, 2 pianos, and a xylophone being thrown onto the roof of City Hall.
Oh,
your advice, please.
Ooh, okay. Can you give me those numbers again one more time?
75 pairs of reading glasses cracked and broken.
Okay, well, I just found it out. Here's a lucky penny, and I just picked it up, so I think it's actually one of the anomaly ones. That there's more for the budget right there.
Adding 1 cent to our budget.
There we go. I think...
We also now have 4 trumpets, 2 saxophones, 2 pianos, and a xylophone on the roof of City Hall.
Are there any bands still left in town, or did they all just leave?
I mean, there is the band accompanying them up there. There's no access to the roof, so they were thrown up there with their instruments. I should have mentioned that before. Yes, so the band members are still up there, very hungry, very thirsty.
Okay. I think we have the hunger thing figured out with the banana pudding, and the thirst thing with the lake if the yacht frot don't drink at all. I think I know I would very much personally appreciate a big vat of hypnotic and then also, you know, spoiled banana pudding. But if the instruments are left up there without them, they got to go up there and get them at some point because they're going to leave town. Like, hopefully we keep them here forever. It's the Friendly Town slogan. But if not, they'll go up there, they'll get their instruments, and then we can help them, you know, get off, figure out what's going on there.
I am recommissioning the Friendly Town cheese catapult to deliver vats of hypnotic and rancid banana pudding to the band on the roof. For the time being, we will keep them up there and keep them as the Friendly Town roof band.
Yeah, keep them jamming.
So I say it. Mayor Andrew, a bunch of people left behind their festival emus, and now they have organized and are attacking the town's grain supplies. Your solution, please.
Now, emus?
Emus.
Is this the energetic cow, or are these the ostrich-like bird creatures?
These are the large flightless birds, yes.
Oh, they're flightless.
Which have the tendency to become aggressive.
Oh!
Especially, these were...
Oh! Could be. Surely, if they get aggressive enough, they'll either piss off the sex Voltron and he'll deal with them, or they'll, I think, honestly, we can kind of, much like lemmings, push them into the area of the lake, and they'll drown in that hypnotic. Or they'll get drunk and become way more fun. I think that could be a new town attraction.
The drunken emu horde?
I know right now I will pay $100 to go see that.
So your solution is either to divert them away from attacking our grain supply and use them to take on the giant, pissed-off, horny car Voltron, or drown them in the lake of hypnotic, or just get them drunk.
Now, when you read back to me my own words, I seem just, like, fucking stupid as hell. So we might have to scratch that. Is there any way that we could use the raccoon infestation to maybe combat them and let them fight it out, and we film that as with, in addition to, proceeding with the car porn? Or you think they'd be a hot seller?
I hesitate to pit animals against each other anymore after the great bear-cow fight in the middle of Main Street last year.
Oh, God, we lost so many good men.
Yeah, they ended up teaming up with each other and then attacking people. So I hesitate to pit any animals together. Do you have any other solutions? RE, raccoons, V, emus. Might I suggest poison?
Ooh. Yeah, I did. Oh, I think that is. I managed to look at one more document before I came up. Geneva Conventions don't apply in Friendly Town, so that's pretty spicy. I think we could do some type of mustard-based, gascular bombing-type thing, and then see if that either like kills them immediately or just gets them real hungry, and then they go forage for food somewhere else.
Yes.
Allotting $25 for mustard gas attack on the emu horde attacking our grain supplies. Thank you very much, Mayor Andrew.
No, no problem.
We still have $52 left in the budget now, or $32 left in the budget. Mayor Josh Lampley, please take the stage.
I just want to come out and start and apologize because, as everyone knows, I was working security for the improv tent, and you mentioned that the porta-johns by the improv tent filled up quick, and that's because they were filled with moleskin notebooks and small animals that people were trying to smuggle in. So that's on me. I apologize.
As a member of the security detail, maybe you can elucidate this a little bit, enlighten us how an illegal cookout caused our second, much nicer hummus factory to burn to the ground. Now Friendly Town has two burnt down hummus factories and no hummus.
I have to admit, I did see some people walking around with delicious styrofoam boxes of quesadillas and hamburgers for what looked like an affordably low price. I should have known that a cookout had sprung up and put all of our other restaurants out of business, as well as burn that hummus factory down. I feel bad about that as well. I just got to apologize again. Sorry, guys.
Do you have any solutions for a hummus shortage?
Oh, hummus shortage. Hummus shortage. There was one, Baba Ghanoush.
I would rather die than eat Baba Ghanoush. Disgusting.
I agree. I actually have a pretty decent farm growing back behind my my trailer. And I got a lot of peas. I know they're not chickpeas, but maybe we can make a regular pea hummus.
Would you be willing to take $12 for your entire stash of pea mush?
I'll take the $12 and give you my trailer. I don't care.
Apportioning $12 for Joshua Lampley's pea mush.
Yes!
And trailer.
Score one for me.
Perhaps you could also explain this. According to several eyewitness accounts, a large horde of yuppies from the suburbs migrated into the city center, thirsting for craft beer. According to eyewitness reports, after emptying out every local tap wall, they found the Friendly Town beer depository and, quote, latched onto the main beer tank like leeches or remoras on the underside of a shark and drained the entire tank within minutes. We now have no craft beer for the craft beer championship next week. Mind explaining this? And offering up some solutions, please.
That was quite a long problem.
It was. Yuppies drank all our beer.
Yuppies. Yuppies. Well, I want to go ahead and apologize again. I probably brought the yuppies in with this sweater tied around my vest, or around my waist. I was wearing a sweater vest. My vest, which is tied around my waist. I have three different outer layers on. As for the shark-like attack on our craft beer depository, I don't know if you know this about yuppies that are full of carbonation, but if you flip them upside down, they become very docile, and you can pretty much move them wherever you want at that point.
So you're suggesting we reclaim our beers from the docile yuppies?
We go in, okay, and we drop a little bit of Sweetwater 420 right by the door. They smell that from miles away. And then they're all going to converge on the drop, and then we just one by one start flipping them over and just rubbing their bellies and saying, it's okay, you're better than us. It's okay. That'll put them right to sleep.
Apportioning $6 for a bike pump to reclaim our beer from the stomachs of all the craft beer yuppies. Thank you, man.
I already have a bike pump. 18 bucks for me. Thanks, man.
Would you care to answer this last problem here?
Oh, man, I was out the door. Sure.
An EDM concert.
Oh, no.
Hilltown Classical Auditorium.
Oh, no.
Hit the resonance frequency of the structure, and now the entire building and all its occupants are phase shifting in and out of our plane of existence. And people in the neighborhood are complaining about the otherworldly shrieking. Do you have any advice on this?
This is an easy one.
You have $6.
I'll go ahead and pocket that, too, because I got all the tools we need to solve this one. I got a couple of old pair of gardening gloves. And some old Christmas lights. And so what I'm going to do is hook the Christmas lights up to the tips of every glove finger. And there's one way to keep people who are really losing it during an EDM show in that place. You give them a little finger show. And they're all going to stay. And they're going to be so entranced by my finger show that I'll be able to lull them to sleep just like the yuppies and then move them all together with my $24.
Apportioning $6 for Joshua Lampley. Woo! To bring back our EDM concert goers from the other plane of existence. Well, folks, we have spent all $172. We do have 1 cent left over that we have earned from this concert series.
I'll take that.
No, it's not. This is going. We're going in our coffers for next year for another festival. Hopefully, we all survive until then. Thank you very much to all our mayors for helping us clean up all the mess. We've made a small dent in some of the issues that Friendly Town has, but hopefully we can get back to normal and get the hummus flowing again. Thank you very much. And I'll call this meeting to end.
Give it up for cleanup czar Sean Simino. Give it up. I didn't think we were going to do it. Honestly, I didn't have faith. I thought that we were just going to go way over budget like we always do. But now we can just work on focusing on the future. And what does the future hold? Well, sure.